It's wonderful to be here. And as I said, on this grand and glorious day, God has blessed us again. Let us pray for a moment. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to consider your word as a group, as a church, and as a people of believers. Father, we thank you that you have given us guidance and direction. And we know that we might be able to call upon you in our time of distress, but also in our time of joy. Hear us now as we talk about your word. Pray that everyone listening will understand what they need to understand, not what the speaker is saying, but what you are saying. And Father, I thank you for this privilege, and I ask for you to bless me as we speak. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. On a beautiful day in heaven, God and Jacques Cochet were having a little chat about the naming of this new country that Cochet had just discovered, or had discovered while he was on earth. God spoke and he said, excuse me, he said, this will be a country that will be the envy of the world. The people will be kind and gentle and very polite. The countryside will be picturesque and serene, and will include flat, fertile land, snow-capped mountains, great amount of forest, filled with wildlife, and multitudes of rivers and lakes and oceans on three sides. And I will have this country called Canada. At that, Cochet spoke up and he said, Lord, in all respect, don't you think you're being a little over generous with this one country? God answered, well, maybe so, but wait till you see the weather they're going to have to put up with. Happy birthday, Canada. Happy birthday, 53 years. This will be a bit of a disappointment this year, because we'll have to celebrate the birthday total virtually. From what I understand, all celebrations that would normally be planned have been canceled. But most cities around, and also from Ottawa, they have planned to celebrate via the television. Even the fireworks that would normally explode in the sky will be highlights of years gone by. However, that's not going to stop us true Canadians from showing our pride in our country. So beautifully and diversified, we have Tim Hortons, outdoor hockey rinks, and Rick Mercer that keeps us up on our politics. And we should be more than proud, more than a little proud, of our country. For where would this world be if we didn't have paint rollers, green garbage bags, zippers, Zambonis, toboggans, 5-pin bowling, electric organs, electric car heaters, and multiplexed movie theaters? Oh, and by the way, we also have ginger ale. Did you know that these were all Canadian inventions? The world would be a much poorer place if it was not for the contributions of our countrymen. Furthermore, Canada is arguably the most ethnically diverse country in the world. Just look around. We have Koreans, Germans, Chinese, Portuguese, Brazilians, and many, many more. And they're all sitting, worshiping together, worshiping a God that has given them all the blessings of this world. John Cabot planted the cross on Newfoundland shores in 1497, claiming it for God and for England. In 1533, Jacques Cartier sailed up the St. Lawrence River to Montreal. To commemorate this historic event, Cartier wrote in his diary, "We all kneeled down in the company of the natives, and with our hands raised toward heaven, yielded our thanks to God." In the early part of 1867, Samuel Leonard Tilley attended a conference to establish the title for the Confederation of Canada. On the morning of that conference, Tilley started his day, as he did every day, with his reading the scriptures and praying to his Lord. He was led to read Psalm 72, verse 8. "He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth." With this inspiration of God's word, Samuel Tilley presented his suggestion of the title Dominion of Canada to the 33 Fathers of Confederation. After a short discussion, this title was accepted and passed by all 33. If we look around this fair nation today, on our 153rd birthday, it becomes painfully evident that God no longer has dominion over this country. He has been removed from all schools. God's name is not spoken in government meetings. Churches are slowly emptying. And people in general believe that this God thing is a waste of time. What can we do? A small church, an undersized group of Christian people. Can we do anything to bring back God's dominion to Canada? 2 Corinthians 7:14 reads, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. That promise was originally for the Israelites, but it is also for those who are all called by God's name. But how do we pray? Is it as simple as just adding a line to our bedtime prayers? "Oh God, by the way, would you bless our country?" No. In 1908, the version of O Canada, written by Robert Stanley Weir, actually ended with a prayer. This is that last verse. "Ruler Supreme, who hearest our humble prayer, hold our dominion within your loving care. Help us to find, O God, in thee, a lasting, rich reward, as waiting for the better day, we ever stand on guard for thee." The forefathers of this great land of Canada revered God as a loving guardian of their land, and they accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior and custodian of their lives. Each person knew their Bible, and they took to heart what God's word meant to them. They followed that word, and when then in need of direction, they did as the Bible said in Acts 4:24. All the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. They knew that when things got tough, they could go to the church as a group and pray together. And as they prayed, an answer would present itself, and because of that devotion, they were able to build a better land for themselves and for us. The key word here, of course, is the word together. When they started to pray, they obviously thought back to that incredibly powerful promise that Jesus had made to them in Matthew 18, 19 and 20. I also tell you this, if two of you agree on earth concerning whatever you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. And that doesn't mean he'll give us the winning lottery. And it also doesn't mean that we can pray for whatever we like. But we pray together to join as a family, to join as a group of believers. And when we all agree, we can then know that God will answer our prayer. He also said, for where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. What a promise. If we want to see our country truly be the Dominion of Canada as it was 153 years ago, then we need to heed God's promise that he gave to us, as I read in 2 Corinthians 7:14. If you are my people, pray with me, for I will hear you. Then I will forgive your sins and restore your land. At this time, when our country is in so much trouble, are we praying for God's help? Are we praying for peace and justice? For wisdom and strength for our Prime Minister, for our Premier, and for our local leaders? They have a very difficult job, and it has certainly been a hard job in this past 2 or 3 months. But they're trying to hold together millions of people. Thousands of policies have to be passed. Hundreds of parliamentary officials need 10 provinces they need to support. And then, of course, there's you and I, who would not likely agree with them whatever they do. But we try, and we need to pray that we can accept the work they are doing. To Timothy, Paul wrote, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. These prayers are good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved, to understand the truth. For there is only one God and one moderator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for every one of us. This is the message God gave to the world, because God wants every person on earth to know him personally and to have a very close relationship. On July 1st, there will be a little spark of extra pride ignite in all of us. The pride of freedom, the pride of our joy and our happiness, the pride of our openness as a haven for refugees from all countries, the pride of our position in world affairs, and the pride of us knowing that we are a country of polite and open and welcome policies, that we are allowed, all of us, to be part of that. Better than a century and a half ago, God reached down from his kingdom, and he blessed this country of Canada and made it his dominion. God set apart his people and led them in safety and grace so that they could build the strong and productive land for the future of its people. Today, as we celebrate this 153rd birthday of the Dominion of Canada, it is not only our duty, but it is our privilege to stand on guard for those of our forefathers, those who gave their lives those who struggled and worked to build a better country that we are all proud to call home. Fly your flag, wear your hat, join in whatever gathering you can. Be sure to have a piece of Canadian decorated cake. Those are three great things to do. But the best thing you can do, of whatever you do, be sure you spend your time in prayer, giving thanks to Jesus Christ for the salvation he provided by the death on the cross, and to the God of our land as he watched us from his kingdom over this land, the Dominion of Canada. Happy 153rd birthday, Canada, and may God bless our home. Amen.